From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, my name's Colin.
The VK4WCH net is every Friday night on 3.618 at 7:30 PM or 9:30 UTC. Even though the net is for the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club, all are welcome to come on air 3.618 and join in. Come and have a chat. Hope to hear you here Friday nights at 7:30. Net control is myself, Colin, a VK4MCC in Mackay, Central Queensland. 73s.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, how quickly the circumstances have changed as a result of the pandemic, causing Melbourne to be shut down. The timing of the six-week closure is chaotic for so many people, the businesses and staff, anyone who is not classed as an essential worker, or people engaged in necessary activity. For we amateurs, it conflicts with the upcoming Wireless Institute of Australia annual general meeting scheduled for this month. As has been previously announced, the regulator of corporate activities, ASIC, has indicated a level of flexibility is being applied for companies to complete necessary statutory actions. Thank heavens for some common sense during this hiatus. Many of us have seen the reports that recent solar flares are the last vestiges of the departing solar cycle 24. With still very low surface activity, the sun is continuing to support the use of digital modes by the DX award hunters. However, there have been summer sporadic ease in the Northern Hemisphere, which have brought some interesting VHF and UHF long-distance openings. As I've remarked before, there are plenty of incentives to get on air and call CQ. It was interesting to see a post on Facebook this week from a local senior citizens organisation calling for expressions of interest for all the executive positions. Listed were the approximate hours that people would need to commit in filling the various positions. The chair needed 30-plus hours each week, and the secretary 10 hours plus each week, for instance. Now, I've frequently mentioned the sacrifices our club and national executives make in supporting the functions of their respective bodies, and the amateur community in general. If we use the example of the senior citizens, people have to perform the normal activities of living and making a living, and then on top of that, commit to a significant further amount of time. I remember the founding president of the National WIA, Michael Owen, telling us of the workload that he had in that role, and it would have exceeded this 30 hours a week minimum. No doubt his successors have had to reduce their commitment to home and family just to get the basics done. I raise this as the AGM is almost upon us, and I would like people to reflect on the unpaid hours that are being committed to running our clubs and the WIA itself. Yes, we get to enjoy the benefits of all this work, but do we stop and think of the monetary value that could be put on this unpaid work? Do we stop and think of the cold meals that people eat because they took a phone call, or the family functions that are missed, and the hours of sleep that never get caught up on? Mostly, people volunteer for the good of the group, and the quiet thank you is their reward. Just remembering and appreciating the efforts of our peers should be part of the thinking for you and I. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.